together equal parts mariachi music with some homemade chicken mole and pan de muerto. Throw in brightly colored paper chains and kids hula hooping, then top it all off with whimsical sugar skulls, and oh yeah, the spirits of your deceased loved ones. There you have it, the vibrant recipe for Moab's Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead celebration.
I love seeing the community come out and celebrate all together, everyone having a good time and getting to know your neighbor and enjoying good food and good music. And it's beautiful.
Joanna Honorato. She's the outreach coordinator at the Moab Valley Multicultural Center and one of the many staff and volunteers that make Dia de los Muertos possible every year. With the help of the Multicultural Center, Moab has celebrated the Latin American holiday for 8 years. It's a unique celebration with centuries-old roots that highlight the balance between life and death.
Our mission is to build bridges across language and culture, and the ways we do that are through family support, community collaboration, and celebration.
Haley Austin, Programs Coordinator at the Multicultural Center.
And so this is a celebration, and it's also a way for people to understand a different relationship with death and understand some different practices that people take to remember their loved ones and keep them alive.
Dozens of decorated altars and tumbas, or tombs, line the grounds of the Multicultural Center. There are no actual graves, of course. They're more like mounds that Moabites can decorate for their loved ones who have passed on. In Latin America, families will congregate at their loved ones' actual graves or create altars for them in their homes. They adorn the altars with ofrendas or offerings, things like favorite foods or soap and water, to nourish and refresh their deceased relatives. For it's believed that Dia de los Muertos is a time where spirits can journey back to Earth and visit with their friends and family. Moab's tumbas reveal the unique personalities of the deceased. One has canoe paddles, another bits of antler bone, and yet another some Diet Coke and a favorite treat from a fast food restaurant. Jerry Bitwell walks up and down the aisles, acquainting himself with each one.
There's bits and pieces of, I don't want to say, it's not memorabilia, but little aspects or maybe just small components of their life that spoke about who that individual was. Obviously, what their passions were, what their interests were. Also, too, I can look at that and kind of go, I wish I had the opportunity to actually meet that person, you know, to say, I think I could have connected with that individual on many kinds of levels. I'm seeing parts of their life.
Over at one corner of the makeshift cemetery, a tumba decorated with a James Patterson novel, a stuffed animal, and some photographs take Joyce Marienfeld by surprise.
Here, I brought an offering for you to give her.
That's Joyce's daughter, Kaya. She put the tumba together for her grandmother, Joyce's mom, who passed away in June. Kaya hands her mom a small bottle of Southern Comfort, her grandma's favorite.
She would drink Southern Comfort Manhattans.
I set it down for her.
They set the bottle down on the tumba, offering it to their loved one.
It was a pretty big loss when she passed away this year. She was a really huge part of my life and my mom's life, and it just I really like the idea that people aren't gone when they're gone, and Dia de los Muertos is so awesome because it's a celebration of memory and happiness and honoring people's lives, which is a really neat way to do it.
No, she was a huge part of Kaya's life because I was a single mom, and no matter where we were around the country, Grandma always made it her deal to make sure that she spent time with Kaya. So we called her the go-go grandma. She was 97. She just stopped driving. No, she did aqua size.
Everybody has lost, you know, death has affected everybody. Everyone's lost someone, and of course, eventually, we'll all meet death as well. So I think it is it's something that we can share with everybody to bring us together.
Rihanna Medina, the executive director of the Moab Valley Multicultural Center.
We have tons of volunteers and sponsors, and it just seems to be every year more and more new people come, and they bring things to make it even more beautiful and things from their hometown. It's the feeling of community.
In the late afternoon, Monica Piñera, sings along to the mariachi, wearing a homemade crown of multicolored flowers. She says these traditions make her feel closer to her native Mexico.
I love it, and it's close to me. At home, we are going to put an altar on this week. Very small, but to remember my dad, that he passed away 4 years ago. This Sunday is very special. We feel very close to Mexico with the mariachi music, the altar, the food that is Mexican. So yes, it's very close to Mexico.
Dia de los Muertos takes on a different relationship with death than most people in the United States are used to. It invites death in, at times mocking it with comical skeletons, decorating it with beautiful flowers, and always, always recognizing death as a necessary balance to life. At the close of the evening, the mariachi wind their way through Moab's altars and tumbas, singing to the spirits. Friends and family join hands. Death unites us. It brings us closer. As the mariachi plays Cielito Lindo, the community joins in. Canta y no llores. Sing and don't cry.
Corazones. Ay, 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 ay.